Cooling, so I'll just do that for him. Hi, and thank you, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Thank you for a couple of things, for taking care of the heating and cooling in my house for the last several years, and for taking care of all the AM and the PM people. And if you you don't have to have a heating and cooling issue to call them. You may just want to make sure that system is ready to go, because someday, and we're getting a little taste of it now, it will be summer again. It'll be summer. It's St. Louis. Weather's all over the place. Make sure it's ready to go. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatCool.com or 314-727-9000. A family business, a great company, 77 years. Keeping people cool and warm, of course, depending on the time of year. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, Dan.
No, that's not the story I had. I was telling you about another story. No. No, oh, Brad Boy's trying to tell me a story about some people that got stranded. You know, these people that run off the road and they get in a snowbank or something. They can't get out of the car and they're stuck there for days. I have a story, if I have time, about what these people lived off of. What did you say your people lived off of?
Cheese.
No, there's different people. These people didn't have any cheese. One track mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
We are brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I have done business with them for a while, years now. They're financial advisors. That's just exactly what the name implies. It's advice. Okay, you can take it. You can not take it. It's really up to you. I think it's a good idea to get financial advice. Not from everybody, but from certain people. And Mark Reardon and Jason Becker have been with Stiefel for a while. Mark's been with them for over 30 years and Jason over 20 years. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. They have an interesting approach to designing your investment portfolio. They take a very comprehensive financial planning approach. They spend time with you to understand your personal situation, to customize your investment portfolio. The meeting that you set up, and you'll set it up, will be complimentary. And that not only means there's no charge for it, there's no pressure, and there's no obligation. What do you have to lose, and why would you not do this? If you have $25,000 or more to invest, or if you're changing jobs because you need to know what you should or shouldn't do with that 401k money, or if you're retiring, you set it up by calling 636-695-2650. 636-695-2650. That number is on their website. If you can't remember it, hopefully you can remember this. MarkandJason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, yep. Ottawa, Oklahoma.
And where he is right now, Kirkwood. Kirkwood is not mentioned in the song, but that's where he is today. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Hosts of the big trivia night, May 18th. Thanks to Gary for the current bid. For one of the two couples who will be seated at our table, his bid is $1,500. The other bid from Paul is for $3,000. So we're on our way. Thank you, Gary. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Bill Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have him back.
Yeah. They were here. They just disconnected their microphone.
Couldn't hear him.
And we couldn't hear him over in the annex. Bill, where are we going today?
Well, since you asked, I have a story that is out in the new issue, and I'm sure you don't get this because this is not really up your alley, but this is the Missouri Meetings and Events Magazine. So,
been getting this for years.
I apologize. This is a big magazine for people who work in, like,
for meeting and events and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, so hotels are, yeah, very nice. hotels or people who are in the business who, you know, organize, you know, group trips or, you know.
By the way, that sounds like a great job to some people, I think, to go, oh, meeting planner. Let me tell you something. That is a tough job. You've got to coordinate so that everything falls into place for, you know, 300 people or whatever. Not just anybody can do that job.
Yeah. No, they're not all for three. You're right. Some of them, the bigger ones, but you're right. That is part of it. So one of the articles.
People think, you get to go everywhere and you get treated complimentary stays because they want you to see their nice. So yeah, that's true. But then you got to go back to your job and put it all together for sometimes people who aren't easy to deal with. So that goes with the territory too.
Some people like that. It's like putting a puzzle together. I would say. So the article that I wrote, I do a Bill on the Road, story every quarter when the magazine comes out.
In the magazine?
Yes, in the magazine. Yeah,
my goodness, he's on satellite radio right and now. He's published in a magazine. This is unbelievable.
The one that I wrote about was Hannibal, Missouri. And so, yes, you can do meetings and such in there, but you can also just take a trip. It's 2 hours north of... Well, not north, but essentially north of St. Louis. And so, you know, we always talk about these places that are not too far away from here where you can go and do, whether it is a full weekend or you just want to go for a day and go do something fun, get out of town, you know, take the kids, take your family, whatever. And Hannibal is a really fun town. And so if you don't know about Hannibal, obviously a river town, lots of great river history. I would imagine the biggest draw or the biggest part of Hannibal's history is the Mark Twain history. Samuel Clemens, aka Mark Twain, grew up in Hannibal, Missouri. And while a lot of times you might go, I don't really care about where somebody grew up or where, but the
right, quickly around the room, yes. What did Mark Twain write? Not you, Bill. Okay. Limey, what did Mark Twain write?
Like the name of books?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Sawyer, right? And a Huckleberry
Very
Finn.
Good.
Very
yeah.
good.
Very good. And by the way, those are the only two I can name. I know he wrote a lot of stuff, but that's it for me.
Yeah, I think there was one involving a frog jumping story or something like that. I'll try and think of something.
How deep was the water?
And if you had to tell a kid the story of Tom Sawyer, mm-hmm. Dan, how would you just quickly say, what's Tom Sawyer about?
I have no idea.
Is Tom Sawyer the one that was painting the fence post?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He conned the other kids into painting it for him.
Yeah. Telling him it was a lot of fun.
And he was an adventurous kid. You know, it's really a fun story for kids. And isn't Huckleberry Finn kind of the same?
Is that
story?
The one where he goes down the river on a raft with
that's
the character
Huckleberry.
N-word Jim?
Yeah. I think that's Huckleberry, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Is that Tom? No, okay, that's Huckleberry Finn.
I know Tom's right. girlfriend was Becky.
Yeah, very
right?
good.
Becky wow. Thatcher.
Becky Thatcher, that May. Is correct, yeah. Wow. Well, all of those stories that you are talking about came out of Hannibal. I mean, that those stories wow. came from when he was a kid. So you go to the Mark Twain cave, well, you know, all those stories they talk about, they're in the cave, or the, you know, the fence that you were talking about. It's mm-hmm. it's there, and you walk up, and obviously they've... you know, made it more accessible now for tourists and people who are visiting. But it's really neat. So, like, for example, the fence. So they have the white fence. They have the sign there. This is the fence where, you know, Tom Sawyer did this or whatever. And you can
hold on a second. Was there really a Tom Sawyer? I mean,
well, that's his character. Excuse me. Yeah. But, yeah. So,
It's not really a fence. That never really happened.
Correct. But it's the sign that you'll see right out in front says Tom Sawyer's fence. So when he developed that character that, you know, was right there. Okay. And so, yeah, so you could pose for fun pictures, but you can go around and see the individual sites that led to all of those stories. So like you mentioned, and anything you've read about, you can, I shouldn't say anything, but those particular stories, you can go to Hannibal and find
that's
all
his,
these
You know, that's his
sites.
Middle name, Tom Sawyer. Sawyer is his middle name. His last name was Buttcrack.
What the?
Thanks, E.B. Thank
Tom
you, E.B.
Buttcrack.
Tom saw your butt crack.
Yeah, thank you. My. That's so dumb.
I have the mind of a 10-year-old.
Wow.
12-year-old.
Holy moly.
That was...
Oh, come on. That was
funny.
One of
those under the bleachers.
If you have a juvenile sense of humor, it was funny.
Under the bleachers by Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts. Yeah. 100 years old. Knew it when I was in grade school.
Yeah. I can't believe I left that out of my article.
Seymour Butts.
Race to the Outhouse by Willie Make It, illustrated by Betty Don't.
100 years old. Knew him in grade school.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
Why will he make it?
Trails in the Sand. Trails in the Sand by Dick Dragon.
Yeah.
100 years old.
There was an Asian version, sorry, Wong Hung Lo.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I forgot whose segment this is. Limey, can you remind us who's hosting this segment?
Oh, Bill.
My God. Oh, thank you. I forgot.
Bill has lost complete control.
Lost control.
And that's okay. One of the things that I always suggest people do, you can take the... Now, it's the Mark Twain River Boat, I believe. I think the one that we have downtown St. Louis is the Becky Thatcher, if I'm not mistaken. I get those confused. But so they do a really great... Mississippi River tour, and they tell you a lot of those early stories about Mark Twain and kind of how he developed some of those stories along the river. But then they also talk about what, and a lot of people I don't think really understand, just because we've come so far from, you know, river traffic being the main way people got
transportation,
so they sort of do a really good job of reminding you of how important the Mississippi River has been in the history of this country. And so that leaves from Hannibal, and then you don't go all the way obviously down the Mississippi River, but you're out there for about an hour or so, and it's just a really fun tour, fun excursion, really great for kids or, you know, grandkids if you're looking for a place to go. Lots of cool shops, restaurants and things like that. But it's, again, 2 hours away from St. Louis. And, I mean, it is almost exactly 2 hours away from St. Louis.
How much Mark Twain stuff could you endure unless you really knew and studied Mark Twain, which I have.
You go through the house.
He'd always wear a white suit because he had a white beard. Every time I've ever seen a picture of Mark Twain, he had a white suit on, like he's Colonel Sanders. What was that about?
Well, he would have predated Colonel Sanders, wouldn't he?
I mean, seriously, have you ever seen a picture of him in a white suit?
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Do they have his white suit anywhere in Hannibal?
That is a good question. I don't know. Now, he did not stay in Hannibal. He moved to somewhere in, I want to say, North Carolina, maybe?
What a jerk.
I could be wrong about that. No, I know he's he moved to the East Coast because I know that's the tourist house.
He left Missouri.
He did leave Missouri. Man, like a lot of people left Missouri. Like Walt Disney left Missouri. Like JCPenney left Missouri. Like a lot of famous people.
Traces.
Yeah.
But
check it out. 2 hours away. Great road trip. And there you go. Now, I did have one other thing I wanted to mention before I got out of here. If that's okay.
Sure, you need all the time in the world.
Well, I don't need all the time in the world.
I actually have something as well.
Take it anyway.
So, March 29th, I am hosting a trivia night in Shrewsbury, Missouri.
Unbelievable.
I know. And when do I sleep? It's the All-American Trivia Night, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. All-American trivia questions, so like American movies and American history, and it's going to be fun. Hopefully people will dress up in the, you know, red, white, and blue. I think Dan's putting a table together with some friends.
I have a table together with the band.
We've got...
The band, the Seventh Planet band table.
Awesome. So I think we have 5 tables left. It would be awesome to sell those and have a full event. We made it to where it's a little small, so we're only about 20 tables total, which is great. It'll be a real comfortable atmosphere.
Do you get your questions?
I write all of my own questions, and I brag. No, this is serious. Not to brag.
Are you serious?
I actually, and Dan maybe can vouch for me. I'm not putting him on the spot here, but I do a pretty
good... He's not only serious, he's serious. He's serious and XM. He's on satellite radio.
I see what you did there.
Oh, my goodness.
I do a pretty good job of writing trivia questions. So
he does.
The reason I ask that is there are services. You can buy sets of trivia questions.
No.
Write them. How many questions in an evening? 300?
100.
I mean, how many?
100.
Woo.
10 rounds of 10.
Wow.
But a lot of times you go to trivia nights and you just, you know, you feel like an idiot because you don't know so much. And the way that I write trivia questions, you at least have a chance. You can at least make an educated guess and possibly possibly get it right.
Do you have multiple choice answers?
No, you don't have multiple choice answers. So billontheroad.com. All the information is there. Again, we got 5 tables left. It'd be great to be able to come on here tomorrow and say they're all gone. March 29th, and that's it. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, on our table, the Planets will be there as well.
Oh,
it'll be that? Yeah, Janet. It's the girls. The girls of the band are the Planets. So Jana, Sandy, Kelly, and Kathy, they are the Planets.
Okay. Are the they wives of band members, or are they part of the band?
No, they're just our girlfriends. Yeah, wives and girlfriends.
And if you want to sign up, don't worry, I will not put you next to Dan.
What?
So just throw it. I don't want people to be afraid that not
am I invited?
Participate.
Sure.
Cool. It'd be funny if Dan had a table outside. So it's just away from everybody with a speaker so we can hear the questions and the microphone and give the answers. That was Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. We didn't have a Burke segment. Limey, we could do it now. You said you had something.
Yeah, this is something that's kind of gone viral all over the world. I'm sure everybody, at least in this room, remembers the McDonald's on the river underneath the arch.
Oh, sure.
That has just become common knowledge because it was apparently the 20th anniversary or something like that of it shutting down over the weekend. Wow. So now it's gone all over the world, and people are talking about how great it was that we had, like, you know, a McDonald's boat in St. Louis.
It was neat.
I thought it was. I mean, I got to go there, I think, twice as a little kid. So I can say that I did get to experience it. I thought it was very cool.
I was only once. It actually was a McDonald's. You could get food, right?
Yeah. It was a full working restaurant on the boat, and I don't know if they're thinking about bringing it back or whatever. But might recommend that they do.
What a missed opportunity! Our downtown, the riverfront. Man, we miss out on.
We really did.
We could be doing some really cool stuff down there.
But everything they do that they say this is going to be it. This is going to revitalize. It doesn't. Union Station didn't. Remember the Spanish Pavilion under A.J. Cervantes?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. No. And then what was that big shopping center downtown? The St. Louis Center?
St. Louis Center, yeah.
Sorry. When the grand opening was huge, and then Leeds Landing was going to be the answer.
What about the
downtown St. Louis, except for a sporting event or a concert, dead.
It's because they don't focus on parking. And everybody down there, or everybody in this area, likes to drive, you know? And I've said it for years. You need to focus on making sure there are places for us to park, and then we will go there. The Union Station, if you wanted to go there to shop, you had to park in the back lot and pay for parking. Why on earth am I going to go to a mall if I have to pay for parking when there are literally three or four others in the same driving area?
So, I'll tell you, a mall you go to, there's plenty of parking, outdoors and underground, because there's really nobody there. Frontenac. I went in there. I had to go there a few weeks ago I don't know what I was there for, to meet somebody at lunch at a restaurant or something. You could have shot 6 cannons through that place. I mean, how do they keep paying the rent at Plaza Frontenac?
I don't know. I've been there when parking was tough. When you've had a hard time parking.
I think recently, I just don't think there's a lot of people shopping there. The people that I noticed there were obviously wealthy. You could just tell from their shoes and the women's purses, Louis Vuitton. And I think there is a certain sect of people who will always go to a place like that to shop. Even though they're overpaying, they like that. They like knowing that they have the money, and that's fine.
If you have the money, seen there.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And I think, Marcia, how's Preston's new company doing? They run into each other there at lunch, and it's I always want to say town and country, but Huntley Woods and Ledoux, that crowd. They still go there. And you can go in the garage and see the Mercedes-Benz is parked there. That's great, because I actually like Plaza Frontenac. And when it opened, I used to go there just to kind of walk around. But I did some shopping there, because there were some stores there that you couldn't find anywhere else. I remember when I was in my mid-20s, and I got a job at an ad agency. It was the first job I had where I had to have a briefcase, and there was a luggage store in there, briefcases, suitcases. And I went in there and bought a Cordovan leather briefcase. I felt like I was the biggest businessman in the world because I had a briefcase. And it was Cordovan leather. And I remember I bought it there. And I remember, for some reason, I thought I had to have a pair of Gucci shoes. And the place to get them was the Gucci store.
You went to Gucci, eh? Wow.
I did. I bought a pair of Gucci shoes, and they fell apart in about 6 months. The stitching came out. They were crap. They were like house slippers. But there used to be a store in Frontenac Plaza called the Brass Boot. It was a men's shoe store. I think it was just men. Brass Boot. And I went in there to get a pair of dress shoes because there was a time when I had to wear a suit and a tie, and at that time it was three-piece suits, so there was a vest. Remember that, when every guy wore a vest with a suit? And then I had to have nice shoes, so I go in the Brass Boot, and I sat out, and somebody comes over with wine. They served you wine out of a crystal decanter. I'm not kidding, crystal decanter while you're trying on shoes. It was uptown.
When you're drunk. You spend more that way.
Yeah, maybe that was the idea, but I do remember I made the guy mad because he said, "How's the wine?" I said, "It's horrible. I hate it." I said, "It's a horrible wine." And he said, "Well, I'll have you know." And he proceeds to tell me that it's really expensive wine. I said, "I don't care how expensive it is. I don't like it. I don't like good wine. The better the wine, the more I don't like it. Sorry."
I think you're going to love St. James Red Velvet.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Probably.
It's my favorite wine. It's like,
I probably will.
It's sweet.
It's $5 a bottle, and it is the best wine in Missouri.
It is.
It's absolutely delicious.
I'm with Limey on that one.
I like wine that the wine snoots would say is too sweet. I don't like dry wine. It's bitter to me. No. I like that sweet stuff that most people consider just junk.
I like
wine.
I like wine that just tastes like grape juice with alcohol in it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You would like
that's exactly what
you
I
You would like.
Like
that. That's my new favorite. My new favorite is that.
Because there's a wine that when you taste it, you actually can taste fruit.
Mm-hmm.
These other wines, these expensive dry wines, can you taste the oaky, fruity, nutty? No, I can't taste any of that. I can't taste any of that. I taste alcohol and some bitterness. That's what I taste. But yeah, that blueberry, blackberry, gray, yeah, that stuff, cherry. It's almost after dinner wine. It's almost like a... I like that stuff. Let me read you a really nice email I got. I generally don't read the positive emails. I like the ones that are mean and nasty. They're more fun. But this is from Susie, and she says, "Frank, this is the first email I've ever written to you. I heard you mention the Chantix commercial with Ray Liotta. There's a hilarious spoof on that commercial on YouTube." Let me stop right there. I've seen this. Have you guys seen this?
No.
The YouTube spoof commercial on Chantix with Ray Liotta? It's hilarious. She said, "There's also one on the Chevy commercials. I've seen it, too." You know that guy that sits out in the middle of the freeway with those people and the Chevys
pull up?
Those annoying, horrible, and then the big wall comes up. Well, J.D. Powers, well, it happens to be Chevy and Chevy and Chevy. Well, there's a spoof on it. It's hysterical. They're on YouTube. She says, "I also wanted to say I started listening to you when I was in my early 20s. I was still living at home. I'm now 46, and I'm your favorite age. I teach sixth grade. My mom had you on while making dinner, and she laughed and laughed. Life went on. I got married. My mom passed away from colon cancer, same diagnosis as Terry Daly. She died 2 weeks after my first child was born. I eventually found you again on the dial in 2002. I can say that my son, who is now 16, also listens ever so often. He would laugh listening to your stories when I used to pick him up from middle school and high school. Sometimes he would even shush me and turn up the volume when you're telling a joke. He's a car guy as well. He isn't interested in sports, but he can tell you everything about a car. I think of my mom every day that I listen to you, even though she's been gone for 16 years. Thank you for the laughs, for the sophomoric humor, for not being so politically correct with everything. It is a breath of fresh air. And then P.S., whatever happened to your number one reporter, David Carruthers?"
Oh,
well, Susie,
man.
Susie, we had David on a couple of times in the last three weeks or so.
The other day.
Yeah.
And I promise you, Susie, David and his brothers will return, because wherever there's a story about anything collapsing or falling, you will find the Carruthers brothers on the scene. Update, there's, we still have a cabin available for the European cruise. We were sold out, and then one couple had to bail. I'm sure they had a good reason for it. That happens every year, so that leaves a cabin. It will not be there certainly long, but it is still available, and you can get all the info on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. Julie Wilson is the travel agent. She will tell you all about it. To the ladies in the audience, single, married, young, old, I cannot stress enough how important I think it is for you. If you don't want to carry a gun, for goodness sakes, carry some pepper spray, some police-grade, powerful pepper spray. We have a friend who I realized one night last week leaves her workplace and locks up by herself. And I was going by there, and I saw her, and I said, are you the only one here? And she said, yeah, it was dark. And I said, so you lock up sometimes? But she said, yeah. I said, do you have a gun? She said, no. I said, pepper spray? And she, you know what she reached in the car and got? A big can of Wasp and Hornet spray.
Yeah, now, I've seen now people use that.
That stuff will do the job. The problem is, it's a big can. And if you're walking to your car, she had it in the car, which wouldn't have done her any good as she's leaving the building. So I gave her something I had in the car, and it was a very strong police-grade pepper spray, but it wasn't the misting kind you push the top. It's made by Kimber. Kimber makes handguns, and it looks like a little plastic handgun. And when you squeeze the trigger, you get two shots. They're streams, not spray. It's a jet that'll go 12 feet, and it's red, and it splatters. And you're down for half an hour. You then get a second shot if you miss the target by a little. The first one is to sort of get your bearings on how you're aiming, and then you hit it a second time, and they're done for. So, ladies, I just don't like the idea of women who walk alone. We live in a sick, weird world. Please, and don't just have it in the bottom of your purse so that you tell the bad guy, oh, hang on while I scramble for my pepper spray. Right. No, have it in your hand while you're walking. Please. That's it. That's my public service announcement. I want to say hello to Timothy. I'm going to take a run at this. Hassel, and Mark Tessero. I probably messed them both up. They know who they are. One is the head band director, and the other is the band director. One's the head band director, and the other's the band director, Belleville East High School. I know that Timothy is 31 years old and has been listening since he was a kid and still listens, and so does Mark. I cannot thank you enough for the email you guys sent me, and hello to everybody in Belleville, especially Belleville East High School, where my wife graduated from high school a long, long time ago. There is a guy, and I think Dan will agree. I think Limey might agree. I think this is a sports station. I'm not a sports guy, but there's a guy who has been part of the sports broadcasting scene now for many, many years, who I just don't think gets any real recognition. John Rooney.
Oh,
John,
yeah.
Rooney has been partners with Mike Shannon for a long, long time. Is it just me, or do I never seem to hear anybody talk about John Rooney? He's really good.
He's excellent.
And he is absolutely excellent. He's articulate.
Yeah.
Every word he says is crisp and
smooth.
Clear. He is a true pro and a nice guy.
Yes.
You know, when I was at that other joint, we had the Cardinals for 5 years. That was a joke.
Yeah.
But we had them 5 years, and I got to know John Rooney a little bit. What a nice guy. And I just always feel like it's always Mike Shannon. How about John Rooney? How about every once in a while, let's give John Rooney his due, because he's smooth as butter.
And a very nice guy.
I think I said that.
No, I know, but there are times that Mike Shannon is difficult to be around.
I think John Rooney's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, thank you. You
know, I've heard that.
And he's a nice guy.
He is.
He's a nice guy.
And Mike, and Mike hates it when people talk about him or imitate him.
But I would think it has to bug John Rooney that he's sort of invisible, and I don't get it, because he's very knowledgeable.
Well, he might feel bad now if he's listening. Poor guy.
No, he should feel good right now, because I'm giving him some attention that I don't think he gets very often. And I just want John Rooney to know, and I doubt that he's listening. Maybe he is. He used to when we were at the other place. So, John, I don't know much about sports, but I do know this. I know that Bob Costas and Joe Buck are really good at what they do, and you are really good at what you do. You may be limited to Cardinal baseball while they do a lot of other things, but I got a feeling if you had to or wanted to, you could be equally good at other sports. I appreciate what you do, John Rooney, and the way you do it, and I just don't ever seem to... I know we're running a commercial now with his voice on it, and that's what made me think of that. I heard his voice, and oh my goodness, there's John Rooney. We never get to hear anything from him or about him. My son and daughter-in-law, who have my grandson, have let us know that they have ordered a dog. I think every kid should have a dog. I do.
What kind of dog did they get?
They're getting an Australian Labradoodle from a breeder over in Illinois.
Oh, right.
And it'll be born next week. Whoa. So they'll get it in about 7 or 8 weeks. And they're excited, and my wife is excited because my wife is the one who said, oh, if you get a dog, get an Australian Labradoodle. So that's what they're going to get. It's no shedding. People with allergies, which my son has, love them. And I'm actually excited. I guess they'll get it about May, mid-May, late May. And... I think it's great. I think I'm looking forward to watching him with a dog. When I was a kid, I can't even imagine not having a dog when I was a kid. It was just part of the family. And this country loves dogs. I know Dan's a cat guy, and there are people that like cats. I can't relate to that. But I just think my dog, Skip. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen...
Oh,
the
boy.
Movie, My Dog, Skip with Kevin Bacon. Get a Kleenex. You will tear up. What a maybe the best pet kid movie I've ever seen.
Is that the one with Gary Sinise as the dad when he's a young kid?
Kevin Bacon is the dad.
Kevin Bacon is the dad?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, he's a war veteran. He has a wooden leg.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And he's kind of not a nice guy. He's bitter because of the war. He doesn't want the kid to have a dog. He fights it. But mom intervenes and makes it happen.
And I'm now a dog person, too, with little Diesel.
Oh, Diesel. I'm telling you, Dan, once you get a dog, they're the greatest.
I've had dogs throughout my childhood and everything.
I miss having a dog. The last dog we had, Big Dog, the only problem was the dog just shed in a day. You could vacuum, and the next day there'd be hair balls everywhere. It was a big dog, and it was half shepherd, a lot of hair. Australian Labradoodles, no shedding. There's a story... Oh, the joke today, by the way, is dedicated to Limey. He asked for it yesterday.
I did,
so,
yeah.
I'm going to love this joke today. There's a story in the news where, it was in the Post and STL Today Online, where this woman says she forgives the woman who ran down her 7-year-old daughter or son, Demond Moorhead. The girl's name is Jamaica Jackson. When this happened in 2017, Jamaica was a teenager, no driver's license, and she hits this little boy who I think ran out on a bicycle, came out of an alley, and she hit him and it killed him. Here's the part I don't get. The girl was 17 at the time, driving without a license, killed a kid, no jail time. She gets probation. Now, I know things happen, but she took a plea deal, pled guilty to second-degree involuntary manslaughter, so she just got a probation. Am I nuts, or does it just not seem... Where's the lesson learned here? What's the message to other kids who want to drive without a license and be distracted and not see a kid come out in front of them? Where's the lesson?
Yeah, I don't understand when they do things like that. I don't understand when they give somebody like a huge sentence for something that is seems
not
pretty
that big
minor.
A deal, and a nothing sentence for something that took a life.
Yeah.
Right? You see that cocaine bust up in New York?
How much did they get?
$77 million. This is like...
Wow.
This is a huge... 3,200 pounds of packed cocaine.
Wow.
Somebody is real scared right now because a cartel person is calling, going, so...
Where did they find it?
Explain.
Oh, yeah.
up in the port, up in New York, New Jersey, it says the recovered ports, the ports of New York and New Jersey. I think two ports close to each other.
Wow.
They discovered these $77 million. Now, all I can think about is somebody right now is trying to leave the country, shaving his head, because there's a cartel boss who's real unhappy.
$77 million.
Real unhappy. Somebody messed up. 76.
I have a new story. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
That I just saw. Are you familiar with the old story in the movie, The Great Escape?
Yes. Yeah. Steve McQueen.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry to report that the last known survivor.
He died last week.
What's his name? Jack Lyons?
Yeah, he died about a week ago.
No, well, I just found out now, so never mind.
Old news, way to go.
It was at least a week ago. Yeah, way to go, man.
It just got posted today.
You heard it here first.
No, I saw it on TV over a week ago. Way to go.
Breaking old news.
Breaking old news.
You must feel really stupid.
I kind of do. I wanted to, pay my respects to the guy, but,
Go ahead, give yourself the idiot. Go ahead, give the idiot. Go ahead.
Idiot. 590 The Fan, we break old news.
This just in from 10 days ago.
Ladies, get in here, please. Come on.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is for Limey, our news director.
News?
12-year-old boy happens to walk in on his parents in the bedroom, and they're in the middle of going at it. And he's shocked. I mean, look on his face. His dad looks over, sees that he's in shock, and the dad's reaction is he just starts laughing. He's just laughing, and the 12-year-old boy says, what are you? And the dad says, I'm sorry. He's like, just close the door. Close the door. And the kid walks out and closes the door. And it was just like nervous laughter, I guess, on the part of the dad. So a couple of nights later, dad's walking down the hall, and he hears some noise coming from this 12-year-old's bedroom. He opens the door. There's his 12-year-old son having sex with his grandmother, with his dad's dad. I mean, his dad's mom. He's having sex with his dad's mother. His dad says, "What in the hell are you doing?" And the kid looks up and says, "Not so funny when it's your mother, is it?"
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Walgreens. You've got a stall southbound 55 at Loughborough blocking the left lane. An accident on the right shoulder eastbound 64 east of Barrie. An accident westbound 64 at Hampton. They cleared an accident westbound 64 at Spady. A stall eastbound 64 at Hanley. And then expect hockey volume eastbound 64 and eastbound 70 into the city. Looking to save on Medicare Part D? Switching to Walgreens may help you save on your Medicare Part D prescription. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Talk to the pharmacist to learn more. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
It's the perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness. We're breaking ground on our 24th location. Celebrate by joining for just 24 cents through March 15th.
I joined because Club Fitness cares about a healthier me and a happier community. With over 700 free weekly classes, they really are the right fit for every body.
And every budget. So join the movement.
And lift local, St. Louis.
Club Fitness. 24 locations, 24 cents. Join by March 15th. See Club for details.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Cardinals fans, I'm John Rooney here in Jupiter, Florida for spring training. We can't wait to see you at a Cardinals game at Busch Stadium. But before we fly north for the summer, the St. Louis Blues are celebrating Team STL with Cardinals Night at Enterprise Center. Join the fun on March 25th as the Blues take on the Vegas Golden Knights. Purchase a theme night ticket to receive an exclusive One Nation three-quarters length t-shirt. Get your tickets at stlouisblues.com and use code CARDS19.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality St. Louis.
Dave, what are the most common benefits your patients tell you they feel from low T treatment?
The first thing they notice is the energy. Start having the zest to get back into action with work, the family, being involved in their communities. And then after that, they start to notice how they feel and look better when they go to the gym and work out.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts cost of care within reach of every guy. To find out more, go to lowtusa.com.
I think we struck gold when we came up with this song. It's perfect for this guy. Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, Bottle of Wine, which is sitting in front of him, I would imagine, right now. If not, it'd be like the only day in 24 years that he's been on the show that he didn't have a bottle of wine in front of him, unless he's traveling. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn. Speaking of wine, they have some wine cellar at Annie Gunn's. I'm not a wine person, but I've had dinner with people who are, and they say the selection at Annie Gunn's is pretty impressive. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's one fantastic restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. If you go to dinner at Annie Gunn's or lunch, be sure to go next door to the Smokehouse Market. Easy to find, Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff. As you're headed east down Chesterfield Airport Road, it's on the right-hand side. They're closed only on Monday. And every day is a good day to give somebody a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. There it is, bottle of wine right there. Told you. Told you. How you doing?
Beauty. Beauty. Beauty's what it is. This week's pop quiz theme, celebrities who have the best, as voted by Publicist Today, fashion experts today, name the name of Hollywood's best hair. Huh. Emma Stone, Katy Perry, Kate Hudson, Selena Gomez. Those are your top four, but who's number one? Answer in just a minute. Most ridiculous quote of all times, Nicki Minaj. No.
No, no I would.
Ass.
I
Come
would.
On.
Oh, yeah, no.
You
would.
Big fake
butt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does have a big old butt.
She does.
Nicki Minaj has been dating Kenneth Petty for 2 years. They plan to get married soon. When Nicki Minaj was reminded that Petty has spent time in prison and been arrested over 20 times, charged with, among other things, second-degree murder, manslaughter, robbery.
What a catch.
First-degree rape, assault on a police officer, and multiple gun charges, Nicki Minaj said, quote, hey, nobody's perfect.
Well, she's right.
Nobody's perfect.
She's right.
No surprise, a couple of big-name Hollywood stars indicted today for paying off colleges to get their kids enrolled. These are the same folks that try to tell us how to vote.
Yep.
Why would anybody listen to these phonies? And by the way, there are more celebrities are expected to be named. Stay tuned. It's an open case. Here's some odds and ends. Scoop. Three murderers. Are all in very poor health. I hear Phil Spector, Robert Blake, and O.J. Simpson are all in very poor health, including O.J. in Las Vegas.
Now, hang on a second. I just got a picture sent to me 2 weeks ago from Vail, Colorado. A friend of mine was there and shot a picture of OJ at the bar hanging out with a bunch of hot-looking chicks. So in the last 2 weeks, he's gone downhill?
Apparently so. He was in a hospital and was a stop and go. He wasn't actually registered. You know, what do they call it?
Admitted.
He wasn't admitted, but he was.
Get well, OJ. Get well, OJ. You've been mistreated. You deserve to have a longer life. Yeah,
I hear you. Since Michael Jackson's tell-all documentary, 18 countries have taken him off the radio.
Wow.
Jackson's worldwide sales are down 65%, and the Michael Jackson Broadway play has also been canceled.
Whoa!
Wow.
Ben Affleck, I think he's bogus. He's bunk. You know, first he dumps Jennifer Garner for his 10-year younger girlfriend, Lindsay Shuckus. I don't think
you almost said Lindsay Shuckus.
Yeah.
Well, she could be Lindsay Shuckus.
Wow.
But as a dad, this guy is bunk. Doesn't see his 13-year-old daughter, Violet, at her dance classes, 10-year-old daughter, Rose, at her gymnastics. Doesn't go to his 7-year-old son, Sam's soccer game. And Jennifer takes him to all the activities.
I have never been a Ben Affleck fan. I just never, something about him, I just don't like him.
I don't like him at all. Parenting news, Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, yeah.
Has only seen her 4-year-old daughter 11 times since she was born. Postpartum depression at its very worst. She's even been hospitalized because of it.
And what's interesting is that's the role she played in Nashville. She played a mom who wasn't around her child who had postpartum. Isn't that interesting? And that was a couple
very
of years
bizarre.
Ago.
Very bizarre. Yeah. Wow. Sad, the passing of Jan Michael Vincent, once voted sexiest man in Hollywood. Pretty good actor, but talk about I Met the Enemy and It Was Me. You know, we've been together. You might remember this going back 20 years. I saw Jan Michael Vincent being removed from a trash bin by the Long Beach police.
Wow.
You remember that?
Ooh, no.
Does that ring a bell?
No.
It was about 20 years ago. All because of drugs, and it reminds me, what an incredible stat. 149 people die every day in America from opiate overdoses.
Wow. I believe that.
149 a day?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
More people die, and that's more people than die in automobile accidents.
Because they mix it with fentanyl, and they'll mix Percocet or heroin with fentanyl and stuff. And
one minute,
it's crazy.
Mr. Evans. Not one good. Minute, Mr.
So in other words, you're saying if it wasn't for that, it'd be good to take opiates?
No.
Okay,
no,
wouldn't. What did you say? Somebody say something?
55 seconds, uh-oh. Mr. Evans.
Wow. Just when I get on a good roll.
Now, yesterday, you said, how much time do I have? We never know how to plan this.
Maybe the same time every day. Maybe you
40 seconds, Mr. Evans. 35.
Who has the incredible hair? Is it Emma Stone, Katy Perry, Kate Hudson, Selena Gomez?
I'll say Selena Gomez.
Kate Hudson.
We're the only ones left in the room. I'm going to say Katy Perry.
Number 4, best hair, Emma Stone. Number 3, best hair, Selena Gomez. Number 2, best hair, Katy Perry. Number 1, Kate Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
Go, Dan.
Good for Dan, though. I'm Mike Evans. Talk to you tomorrow. Hollywood.
See, he's deliberately stretching because he knows he's going to eat into our closing statement, which is this. Thank you for being with us. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. We'll see you tomorrow here. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me,
If you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan. Bye, y'all. Bye, Dan. Hey, this is Bob Ramsey, and you're listening to KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, and KFNS.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The man accused of running a large college admission scam is admitting he's guilty. William Singer is pleading guilty to charges of racketeering, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors claim Singer paid out $25 million in bribes to help rich parents get their children admitted to top colleges. The CEO of Boeing says he's absolutely confident in the safety of the 737 MAX 8 aircraft. More than half of the flights by that jet around the world have been canceled after a second jet crashed in the past 6 months. Officials are investigating the cause of the latest crash in Ethiopia over the weekend. UK lawmakers have again overwhelmingly rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. This despite legal assurances she secured from Brussels on the Irish border backstop.
May says MPs will now get a vote on Wednesday on whether to proceed with a no-deal Brexit, with the UK currently due to leave the EU on March the 29th. If lawmakers reject that, they'll get the opportunity to vote on whether to ask the EU.